Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
A show of support and cash.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland. Egypt plays host to a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today in a show of support for his new emergency Fatah government. The summit comes a day after the Israeli cabinet agreed to release millions of dollars in Palestinian tax revenues to Abbas. Israel holds some $550 million worth of frozen funds. It has not said how much it plans to release. The board of the World Bank is expected to approve Robert Zoellick as its new president today. Zoellick is the Bush administration's former top trade official and would succeed Paul Wolfowitz, who steps down at the end of the month. Let's skip the three-day-old numbers and just tell you that for the week last week, concerns over the continuing subprime mortgage crisis trumped the hullabaloo over private equity and the Blackstone IPO. The Dow and the S&P each fell nearly 2%. The Nasdaq gave up 1.4%. The battle of the social networking sites is heating up. Rupert Murdoch recently complained to the Wall Street Journal, which, by the way, he's trying to buy, that internet users are flocking not to News Corp's MySpace, but to rival Facebook. So is Facebook the next big buyout target? Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Facebook says it's snapped up 3 million new users since it launched new features last month. It started as a virtual place for college students to flirt. Now it offers music sharing, horoscopes, even the numbers game Sudoku. Analyst Jennifer Simpson with the Yankee Group says MySpace is still on top. In April, it claimed almost 80% of social networking traffic. But Simpson says as Facebook adds more applications, users are connecting with the site in a new way.
The users come back not necessarily to see what their friends are doing, which is why you would previously go to Facebook. Now people are going back just for the sake of seeing what's happening with their application.
Simpson says the buzz may attract buyers. Facebook rejected a billion-dollar offer from Yahoo last year. But she says the company isn't all that profitable. It's been slower to embrace advertising than MySpace. And she questions whether Facebook can turn buzz into profit. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Nintendo's come a long way since Mario and Donkey Kong. Today, the company briefly zipped by Sony as one of Japan's top 10 valuable stocks. That put Nintendo on the list with global giants like Toyota, Honda, and Canon. And now for a story of the supportive role of entrepreneurship in our society. 100 years ago this month, the brassiere got its first mention in Vogue. Now close to half of the $29 billion spent on lingerie each year is spent on the bra. We sent Marketplace's Lisa Napoli to lift and separate through the lore.
This is the sound of a bra in the making.
This is one of the final operations in putting a garment together. This tacks on the shoulder straps. It finishes up the last little bit.
That's Dana Shlobom-Walshuk. She's the design director of a lingerie manufacturer near downtown Los Angeles. In an enormous warehouse, there are endless hangers filled with all manner of lingerie, from the racy to the practical. The business of the bra has changed since Dana's grandfather opened the National Corset Supply House almost 60 years ago. Back then, the company supplied corset makers with all they needed to make the precursor to the bra. Even after the bra debuted and replaced the corset as the daily garment of choice for ladies, it wasn't something you'd just buy off the rack.
Years ago, they used to fit bras. You know, you'd go into a, you know, major department store or a corsetier or a small shop, and they would fit. You know, that's not happening anymore.
That's Dana's dad, Roy. He says 100 years ago, a bra was priced at just $1. Today, the average cost is $18, though you could spend hundreds of dollars for just one. Another difference in the modern lingerie business, the plus-size market is growing at a rapid clip.
See that? This is one of our best-selling numbers, has been for years. Very sensuous look.
We run this garment all the way from size 32 to size 50.
Whatever the size, the biggest change in the $14 billion bra business is where this corset replacement is made. Like much of the apparel industry, there's more competition than ever, and most of it is happening outside the United States. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, also sponsoring PBS's CEO Exchange, shrm.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you listen to music over an internet radio station, you're in for radio silence tomorrow. Online stations across the country are going dark to protest new royalty rates that threaten to put the whole industry out of business. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains why webcasters are mad enough to turn off the tunes.
AM and FM radio stations pay royalties to a song's composer. Satellite and internet radio stations pay those royalties too, but they also pay an additional royalty to be split between the song's performer and the record label. It's these royalties which are scheduled to rise. Jonathan Potter is with the Digital Media Association. It represents online broadcasters. He says new higher royalty rates will drive internet radio stations out of business.
For some companies, the increase will be 300%. For some companies, the increase is going to be 1,200%.
But not everyone agrees the online DJs are being driven bankrupt. John Simpson is with Sound Exchange. It collects royalties from internet radio.
We want internet radio to thrive. They pay us royalties. This isn't something we want to see go away. It's a growing revenue stream. We want to make sure we're being paid fairly.
Simpson says his organization is negotiating with smaller internet broadcasters to exempt them from the higher rates for now. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And a heads up on some events Wall Street will be watching for this week. The Federal Reserve opens a two-day meeting on Wednesday. It's widely expected to keep interest rates right where they are at 5.25%. The National Association of Realtors reports on existing home sales later this morning, and we'll get more home sales figures tomorrow from the federal government. On Thursday, we'll get the final look at first quarter GDP. Oh, and there's some new phone coming out on Friday. In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Viglund. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.